Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the King of Diamonds, Know to Self podcast. If this is your first time, welcome. If you are coming back for more than a double, super, triple, quadruple welcome to you, I sincerely appreciate the fact that you take the time out to connect with me. This is where it's at and this is where it's been for a minute. So I hope you are enjoying listening to my podcast. If you are, make sure you give me a thumbs up somehow, somewhere, just by sharing the link with a friend or two or three, and also giving me feedback, which I sincerely would appreciate as always. For those of you who don't know, my name is Kim, full name Kimberly, but my artist name is Kim of Diamonds, or should I say aka Kim of Diamonds. I am a singer-songwriter from the warm heart of Africa, and I have an album out. I have albums out, but my recent one came out a few weeks ago, like a couple weeks ago. Yeah, let's say 2 months ago, actually, to be exact. And you can check it out on www.kimofdiamonds.com. You can also check it out on cdbaby.com. Make sure you check that out. You can also follow me on social media at Kim of Diamonds on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube and Facebook. That's the story. So this podcast this time around is just about me appreciating my Lake of Stars experience. It was fantastic. If you went to Lake of Stars, you know what I'm talking about when I say it was a vibe. Yeah, it was a vibe. It was a vibe kind of situation. All the way for me, from Wednesday last week, all the way through to yesterday, actually to Sunday, it was just vibes upon vibes, vibes cartel kind of situation, you know. I had to take it there. Went there last week, Wednesday, got to work with some incredible artists. George Kalukusha from right here in Malawi. Make sure you check out his music. But also B. Charlotte from Scotland and Michael Pedersen, who is a poet as well from Scotland. So we worked on some magic. KBG, Praise, Jeremiah, them guys were there as well to, you know, produce the whole thing. So this is definitely some good stuff cooking, and I cannot wait to share the tracks with you. So that was me last week. Then the weekend came through and it was popping off in all the right directions, all the way from Friday to Saturday and Sunday. I performed on Saturday, and the feedback has honestly been amazing. There's always room for improvement, always room for growth, but I've really learned a lot from this Lake of Stars experience, guys. I cannot even begin to share all the lessons with you, but I just want to say to my fellow upcoming musicians, let's keep grinding. If you consider yourself an upcoming artist or musician, then let's keep grinding. If you just consider yourself as an artist who is just grinding, then yeah, let's keep grinding, let's keep pushing, let's keep working. We don't wait on feedback, we don't wait on applause, we don't wait on anything. We are always working because we know what we're trying to build, you know. So when opportunities like Lake of Stars come through, they find you in a space where you are just like ready to go, you know. And it's so good because like opportunities like Lake of Stars tend to really open up your eyes. They're more than just about you performing, they're really about you connecting with people. So if you're one of those people who are like, I'm not a people person, well, when you attend an event like Lake of Stars, you sort of have to make yourself a people person. You have to reach out to people, talk to people, be friendly and all that kind of stuff, because there's so much to learn. And also you never know who you're going to connect with and where that's going to lead you. It's just a great opportunity and platform for collaborating and networking and yeah, creating magic, to be honest. So shout out to Lake of Stars, major shout out, major laser shout out. One of my favorite acts were, not one off, I had a lot of favorite acts, to be honest. I cannot even begin to list them all down. It's Friday, Faith Musa, Fredericus, Major Lazer, obviously, Salty Soul, obviously, Kobe, oh man, Love Sega, B Charlotte, Zatu Band, Tim Fusion from Zimbabwe, Barita from South Africa. Oh man, it was so good. It was really, really so good. I'm still reeling from it. So anyways, that's the update from me to you, my Lake of Stars experience. And for those of you who saw me and said hi and we took pictures, I want to say I really, really do appreciate that as well. Make sure you tag me when you're posting them and all that good stuff. And one final word of encouragement to all of us is that there is a time and a season and a place for everything. You can never move too fast and you can never move too slow. You know, learn to just know that there is a time and a place for everything. Don't try to rush things. Don't try to slow things down either. Just find a pace at which you will be experiencing life in a way that allows you to learn a lot of lessons, in a way that allows you to enjoy learning from mistakes, and also to enjoy learning from your victories and all that good stuff. Don't just be looking at people and thinking, I want to be like that. No, you can be so much more. Truth be told, we can all be so much more than the people we idolize. And the people who've gone before us did not go before us so that they can set limits. They went before us so that they can open the door even further for us to go through and push the bar. And that is exactly what you and me ought to do. So that's my word to you from me, with lots and lots of love and appreciation, you know. Still hyped, clearly, I'm sure you can tell. So yeah, that's pretty much all that I wanted to share with you. I'm going to be starting a new series on this podcast from Friday. I'll make a new post on Friday. Right now, I just wanted to give you guys an update and to say thank you for everything. Thank you, Lakers Stars. Thank you, everybody that took pictures with me. Thank you, everybody that gave me feedback. Thank you to everybody that's been supporting me and my music and just being amazing people. Honestly, I wish you all the best of everything in life, success, prosperity, and laughter and love and all that good stuff. Yeah, so until next time, peace and love from me to you. I sincerely appreciate you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.